This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration blends classroom learning with extensive field education, guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work. Inspire change. Shape the future.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Federal investigators are looking into a data breach at Cook County's hospital system. Last November, Cook County health officials revealed the data breach, potentially affecting the personal information for 1.2 million patients. The U.S. Justice Department and FBI soon sent a subpoena to the county health system for all records from the incident, which involved a private contractor. But Cook County Health initially would not give the subpoena to WBEZ, so the station sued for it in April and got the public record last week. A spokeswoman for the county health system said officials are fully cooperating with the feds and take patient privacy, quote, extremely seriously. New data show that Illinois arts groups are still trying to climb back from the pandemic. Analysis from the National Endowment for the Arts showed there are 1,000 fewer performing arts jobs in Illinois in 2022 than before the pandemic. But Patricia Mullaney Loss, a social science analyst for the federal group, says the data dump is not all bad news.
The arts and cultural sector in Illinois contributed over $36 billion to the state's economy in 2022. And that's 3.5% of the total Illinois economy and includes over 216,000 jobs.
Illinois' arts sector had the largest growth in the country from 2021 to 2022. The James Beard Awards return to Chicago tonight. The awards honor the best chefs, restaurateurs, and food writers in the U.S. Anna Posey is the executive pastry chef at Elska in the West Loop and a nominee for the Outstanding Pastry Chef or Baker Award. Posey told WBEZ's Rundown podcast she was shocked when a fellow baker broke the news to her.
It was definitely a surprise. My friend Greg Wade of Publican texted me, like, congratulations when I got on the long list. And I was like, what are you talking about? I had no idea. We just didn't think we were going to get on there. So to be nominated for this is really a dream.
This is Posey's second nomination for a Beard Award. Tonight's ceremony opens at 5:30 at the Lyric Opera House of Chicago. And it will be live-streamed through Eater's website. The first Chicago Public Library block party took place this weekend. WBEZ's Anna Savchenka went to downtown Chicago to check it out.
Aline DeBow and her teenage daughter Fleur regularly visit the Harold Washington Library. And the block party this weekend was no exception.
I got like a teddy bear and some shirts.
Yeah, we got actually two young adult books because she has a twin sister who's sick today.
They say their trips to the library connect them.
You meet people at the library, like-minded people, but also people I would not meet in other circumstances because the library is a place where we all go with the same goals to get to better yourself.
Others came for some soul food or to dance to familiar tunes. I'm the Savchenka, the WBEZ News.
Something else you should know today. A new city survey shows there were three times as many Chicagoans experiencing homelessness in the past year. The city's annual point-in-time count aims to capture how many people are living in shelters and on the streets in a single night in January. This year, the count shows more than 18,800 people were unhoused. That's a threefold increase from last year. The spike is largely driven by thousands of asylum seekers that have arrived in Chicago. Today's weather, it will be partly cloudy with temperatures reaching the mid-60s. And tomorrow, we're expecting similar conditions, but with temps hitting the lower 70s. That's it for now. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us. It helps other people find the show. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.